Hey, Gold Diggers, you're tuning in to the Zero to 250 Challenge mini-series on the Gold Digger Podcast. In this short five-episode series, I'll lead you through everything you need to know to start, launch, grow, and scale your email list. We made it to the third lesson. We're getting into the details of creating your sign-up form and your confirmation email. Let's dive on in. I'm sitting here. I'm so excited because I know the work that you put in to create your very first offer. And now you've got it all linked up online and ready to share with the world. The next step is to create a very simple way for you to share that offer and for people to sign up in order to receive it by joining your email list. A quick reminder here that things are about to get a little more technical, and the best way to follow along is with the free online version of this process. I created a mini course that you can join and watch along at listbuildchallenge.com. So if you need clarification or visuals for this all to make sense, just pop open the mini course to day three and dig on in. Again, that's listbuildchallenge.com if you want the tutorials and to watch along. Let's keep this thing rolling. Here is a bird's eye view of what the entire email list flow looks like. Number one, you create an offer that your ideal clients will be interested in. Check, you've just done this. Next, you want to create a place for them to sign up and give you their email address. After that, you share the link to that sign-up form so that they can enter in their information. They'll enter in their name and their email address on your sign-up form. They receive a confirmation email that delivers your offer to them easily and it's automated. And now they are subscribed to receive future communications and emails from you. So now we need to create a place for people to sign up for your offer, the one you just created, and to join your email list. Now, don't let this step confuse or intimidate you. Here are a few different options to collect signups and email addresses. Number one, you can have a landing page. This is also known as a lead page, and it's a page that explains what your offer is, and it has a place for someone to enter in their information in order to get that offer. This is generally a standalone page for that offer. Number two is a pop-up, and it's exactly as it sounds. It's a box that pops up on a page that you own, commonly your website or your blog, and it extends your offer to a viewer and includes a place for them to enter their name and their email address, but it also gives them an opportunity to exit the pop-up without taking action. And lastly, number three, an embedded form. If you have a website or a blog, you can embed or insert a form onto your existing site to make a static place where people can sign up and join your email list. Depending on your situation, one of these options is going to make more sense for you. The good news is that even if you don't have a website yet, option number one, a landing page, allows you to collect email addresses and build your list without having a website of your own. The main items that you'll want to include on your signup page or form are: one, a title of your offer or what the promise is that you will deliver. Number two, 1 to 3 sentences explaining what they will gain when they give you your email address. And number three, a place for them to submit their name and their email address. Something to keep in mind is that you'll want to make a separate signup form for each offer that you create in order to see who signed up for what. So make your first signup page or form specific to the offer that you just created. Don't make it just a generic form. You better believe that we created a super easy and beautiful landing page template with Flowdesk in order to help you get people signed up so that you can share your offer with the world. It's super easy to customize. And like I said, you don't even need to have a website in order to put it up and publish it for the world. If you're ready to get going right now, pop open the mini course at listbuildchallenge.com, and under tech tutorials, you can click on the how to create a landing page or get started without a website and watch those modules. Once your little corner of the internet is set up to receive emails in exchange for your offer, you need to create an email that delivers that offer to them. This email will automatically be sent whenever someone completes the form. In the email, it's important to include a link to the offer. Remember when I had you upload your freebie to Google Drive or Dropbox or your website? You want to go grab that link that is shareable because this is where it will come into play. Feel free to make this delivery email exciting and fun. They just signed up, so this is your first chance to wow them. Include any information or instructions necessary for them to enjoy the offer that they just signed up for. Of course, we created a Flowdesk template for this too. Just plug in a new photo if you want, swap the text and logo, and you are all set. If you're listening to this and feeling overwhelmed before you even sign into your Flowdesk account, I actually timed it. It literally took me under 10 minutes to customize the signup form and the confirmation email templates. Both of those steps, under 10 minutes, you can do this. Head to listbuildchallenge.com, and once you've joined the mini course, you'll have access to the library of tech tutorial videos created by our friends at Flowdesk, and you can watch the exact step-by-step processes for customizing the emails, landing pages, and more. You, one, created a sign-up form, two, shared it with someone, three, delivered a link to your offer, and four, you grew your email list. Can you see just how quickly and easily you can get a new offer out into the world that will help you grow your list? If you're itching for some extra credit, write down three more ideas that you can put out into the world in the future. You are more than halfway through this process and inching closer to finally starting and growing your email list. You've got all the momentum you need to see this through. I'll catch you in the next episode. In the meantime, get enrolled in my free mini course at listbuildchallenge.com. I'll see you inside. I hope you enjoyed this lesson of the 0 to 250 challenge mini series on the Gold Digger podcast. Remember to head on over to listbuildchallenge.com, where I loaded up a ton of free video tutorials designed to be the perfect companion for you as you work through these podcast episodes. They're waiting for you. In the next lesson, we're getting your offer out into the world. Be sure to hit subscribe on this podcast so you don't miss a single episode. As always, I had a blast spilling all the email list beans, and I hope you enjoyed coming along for the ride.